Heading, The True Objective of Medical Evangelism. Subheading, Yields a Precious Harvest. Medical missionary work gives opportunity for carrying forward successful evangelistic work. It is as these lines of effort are united that we may expect to gather those precious fruit for the Lord. Review and Herald, September 7, 1905. Subheading, Comforting, Healing, and Relieving. Christ sought the people where they were and placed before them the great truths in regard to his kingdom. As he went from place to place, he blessed and comforted the suffering and healed the sick. This is our work. God would have us relieve the necessities of the destitute. Letter 54, 1898. Subheading, The Pattern in Isaiah 58. The 58th chapter of Isaiah contains present truth for the people of God. Here we see how medical missionary work and the gospel ministry are to be bound together as the message is given to the world. Upon those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord is laid the responsibility of doing a work of mercy and benevolence. Medical missionary work is to be bound up with the message and sealed with the seal of God. Manuscript 22, 1901. Subheading, Hearts Are Softened. The world must have an antidote for sin. As the medical missionary works intelligently to relieve suffering and save life, hearts are softened. Those who are helped are filled with gratitude. As the medical missionary works upon the body, God works upon the heart. The comforting words that are spoken are a soothing balm, bringing assurance and trust. Often the skillful operator will have an opportunity to tell of the work Christ did while he was upon this earth. Tell the suffering one the story of God's love. Manuscript 58, 1901. Subheading, Restoring Faith in God and Man. Many have lost the sense of eternal realities, lost the similitude of God, and they hardly know whether they have souls to be saved or not. They have neither faith in God nor confidence in man. As they see one with no inducement of earthly praise or compensation come into the wretched homes, ministering to the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and tenderly pointing all to him, of whose love and pity the human worker is but the messenger, as they see this, their hearts are touched. Gratitude springs up. Faith is kindled. They see that God cares for them, and they are prepared to listen as his word is open. As God's children devote themselves to this work, many will lay hold of the hand stretched out to save them. They are constrained to turn from their evil ways. Some of the rescued ones may, through faith in Christ, rise to high places of service and be entrusted with responsibilities in the work of saving souls. They know by experience the necessities of those for whom they labor, and they can know how to help them. They know what means can best be used to recover the perishing. They are filled with gratitude to God for the blessings they have received. Their hearts are quickened by love, and their energies are strengthened to lift up others who can never rise without help. Review and Herald, August 3, 1905. Subheading, The True Science of Medical Missionary Work. The study of surgery and other medical science receives much attention in the world, but the true science of medical missionary work, carried forward as Christ carried it, is new and strange to the denominational churches and to the world. But it will find its rightful place when, as a people who have had great light, Seventh-day Adventists awaken to their responsibilities and improve their opportunities. Young men and young women must be fitted to engage in medical missionary work as physicians and nurses. But before these workers are sent into the field, they must give evidence that they have the spirit of service, that they are breathing a medical missionary atmosphere, that they are prepared for evangelical work. Students should be prepared for pioneer missionary work. Medical missionaries who are sent to foreign countries should first receive a most careful education. They are Christ's ambassadors. They are to work for him with all the skill they have, praying fervently that the great physician will pity and save by his miraculous power. Manuscript 33, 1901. Subheading, True Medical Missionary Work. The lesson that we need to learn is, what is true medical missionary work in practical gospel lines? Let us keep before the people everywhere the terms of eternal life as given in the Word of God. Those who obey this word, reverently giving God the honor that is due him, will show in their practice that they have a knowledge of what constitutes true medical missionary work. Self is to be humbled, not exalted. It is of great consequence that all who claim to understand gospel medical missionary work teach the principles of truth. Manuscript 126, 1905.